on the ground at the 20-yard line, and they're going to march them back from there. And it's going to be half the distance to the goal line. So they're way back at the 10-yard line, fourth down. Now they want to figure out exactly what down it is. They're going to say third down. So third down and from the 10-yard line, they need to get out to about the 17, maybe the 18-yard line. Third down and eight for the Mayville Wildcats deep in their own territory because of that personal foul flag. 7 minutes left in the first half. 14-12, Deckerville leading Mayville by 2 points. Mayville back at their own 10-yard line. Third and eight, still in the huddle.
Wow, keep in mind that their quarterback got free for a really nice gain, got out almost all the way to the 30-yard line.
And they're going to have to call timeout here as the play clock was already down to 10 seconds and less. And that's exactly what they'll do with 6:47 left in the first half. Dave Hansen, what are your thoughts here? What's Mayville trying to draw up?
Wow, and Mayville got the first stop of the game. It took till the middle of the second quarter for somebody to get a stop. Mayville's the one who gets it done first. And just when they get out of their own way and get a first down, an unnecessary pass or a penalty, a 15-yard penalty, it turned out to be 10 because it's only half the distance to the goal. But a brutal penalty is going to possibly kill this drive for Mayville, and it's actually just what Deckerville needed. Now a chance to for them to get their first stop of the game and possibly a short field and retake the lead, extend their lead, I should say.
6:47 left in this first half, 14-12. First four drives of the night all resulted in a touchdown at Deckerville, stopped at their Mayville's 44-yard line after seven plays and 3 minutes and 13 seconds on the play clock. So now they come out and they are Deckerville's defense with a third and eight from Mayville's own 10-yard line. 6:47 left in the first half. Mayville uses their first timeout of this first half and they come back out on offense as their play clock was coming down to the last couple seconds there. They're still getting the play inside. Receiver wide each way. Middleton in the shotgun. Middleton, a sophomore quarterback, 6'1", 190 pounds. Labine to his left, and he's the lead blocker for Middleton. Excuse me, that's number seven, Stephen Gilbert, with the direct snap. And he is stopped for no gain on the play. Tackle made by number 54, Justin Trigger, on that front line for Deckerville. He's a junior. So that's going to be fourth down and eight for Mayville. They're going to have to punt this one away deep in their own territory.
Yeah, what a major turnabout in this game. Mayville just starting to take momentum from the home team. Give it back with a terrible penalty. I don't know who got it or what he did exactly, but a very bad penalty. And now Frost is going to have to kick out of his own end zone.
And it's high and it's mighty, but that's about it. It doesn't go very far, and it rolls out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And actually, the 34 went on, all said and done. And Deckerville will have a very short field to work with 6:10 left in the second quarter, 14-12, leading Mayville by two.
And that's why when you're Deckerville, you always trust your defense. That's what you're built around. And the defense comes up big. It may have been helpful via the penalty, but their offense comes back on the field with great field position. A good punt there by Frost Clark. It was nice and high, good hang time, no return. But into that wind, it just doesn't travel very far. And now the Deckerville Eagles up two with 6:10 to go in the first half. Comes back on the field with a chance to go up a lot more.
Deckerville's had the ball just for 5 minutes and 22 seconds on this night as they score in their first play of the game as it's a handoff to Carlos Ibera. I'll cross the 30 down to the 26-yard line for a big gain and down by just 2 yards short of that first down marker for Deckerville, 2nd and 2 from the 26-yard line.
Secondary has to come up and make the tackle. Dylan Andrus in the secondary comes over and trips up Carlos Ibera, otherwise he might have rolled all the way into the end zone.
2nd and 2. Kineth looking to pass downfield. Right down, has a receiver open into the hands.
Great
touchdown,
catch.
Deckerville. Kineth to Jeff Stone from 26 yards out, and the score is the third of the night for the Deckerville Eagles with 5:32 left in the second quarter. It's now Deckerville 20, Mayville 12, with a 2-point conversion still upcoming.
What a great throw and catch there, Clark. It was pretty good coverage, but Isaac kind of throws it down the field. Perfect over-the-shoulder catch, and I guess I thought that was Nick Phillips personally, but a great catch nonetheless, and he's able to hit him in stride and get into the end zone for 6 more for Deckerville.
Jeff Stone with a beautiful catch from 26 yards out from Isaac Kineth. Now going for 2, trying to extend this 8-point lead to 10, make it a 2-possession game with 5:32 left in the first half. I formation, Kineth rolls to his left, play action, as a man at the 1 yard line. That would be into the hands of Jeff Stone again, and he can't bring that one in, and the 2-point conversion is no good. So with 5:32 left in the second quarter, it's Deckerville 20, Mayville 12. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Deckerville scores for the third time tonight. 5:32 left in the second quarter. Kick comes down to about the 24-yard line into the hands of Nick Phillips and brought down by Derek Snyder out of the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10 with an 8-point deficit for the Mayville Wildcats on offense, left to right across the radio at their own 34-yard line.
Deckerville starting to roll a little bit. You can see it on the sideline. The kids are getting excited. A good special teams play. Very little return for Mayville. And all, just like that, Deckerville, 8-point lead, 5:21 to go in the first half. Mayville, though, still hanging around. Got an opportunity to tie this game.
5:21 left in the first half. It's 20-12, an 8-point lead for the Deckerville Eagles. Spread formation for the Mayville Wildcats. Levine in the backfield gets the handoff, and there are three maroon jerseys to wrap him up in the backfield for a yard loss. Back of the 33-yard line, leading the way on that would have been the nose guard, Curtis Vogel, actually, linebacker for the Deckerville Eagles. Loss of a yard on the play, second and 11.
Putting a little more responsibility on Curtis Vogel. Find Logan Levine in the backfield and go get him. That's pretty much the answer. You want Justin Trigger, Travis Trigger, to stand up them offensive linemen and allow Vogel to go get Levine. It's exactly what he did.
Quarterback keeper Middleton out to about the 34-yard line, and the last ditch ever gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Tackle made by Cruz Ibarra out of the secondary. Comes in on the blitz, and it's third down and 10 after a gain of 1 on the play.
And Curtis Vogel again there gets the assist. He gets in the backfield and trips up the quarterback, Middleton. And as he's stumbling through that tackle, Cruz does a nice job, comes up, cleans him up, and makes a tackle for no gain. Third down and 10, not where you want to be when that Deckerville defense is on the field.
Lavina wide out to the left. Middleton in the shotgun has a man to his left. And it's going to be on the run-pass option here. Cuts it in back inside, and he's well short of the first down marker by about 5 yards out to the 39-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play. Fourth down and 5. Tackle made by Joe DeVault, linebacker for Deckerville. And Mayville's going to have to punt this one away with 3:55 left in the first half.
And you have to. You have to bring Frost out, kick it deep, and hope your defense can come up with a stop deep in your own territory at 5 yards to go. That's too far against the Deckerville defense.
Derek Snyder awaits the punt at his own 30-yard line. This one goes nowhere near him as that wind caught it, and it bounces at the 46-yard line, takes a Mayville bounce down to about the 43-yard line. And that is where Deckerville will take over with an 8-point lead with 3:36 left before the half is over. First and 10 for the Eagles, leading by 8, 20-12.
Couple series in a row now. Deckerville gets their defense off the field and gets it off the field quickly. 3 minutes, 36 seconds to go in the first half. Deckerville already leads 20-12 over Mayville. Offense comes on the field, chance to make it 2 scores. And if they do it just right, Clark, not leave much time for Mayville to get a chance to score either.
Mayville's offense was on the field for less than 2 minutes on that one. 1:56 on that play, or on that drive, which resulted in a 3-and-out. I formation for Deckerville. Pitches it out to the right side to Carlos Ibarra. Has positive yards and drags two white defenders, white jerseys with him across midfield down to about the 49-yard line inside Mayville territory. Tackle made by Jeffrey Frost, defensive end for Mayville after an 8-yard gain. Second down and 2 for Deckerville inside Mayville territory already, leading 20-12.
Mayville was starting to do a good job of taking away that power run from the I formation right up the middle, stacking that line of scrimmage. So Deckerville decides they're going to pitch it out with a a sweep to the top, and Cruz Ibarra gets to the sideline, turns it up, and gets 8 yards for him on first down.